Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Metzia has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Schnitzler, Le'ilo Nishmas Shoshana Bas Shmuel Yehuda.
Bava Metzia Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah at the top of the Amud says, Hamafkin Mois Eisel Shulchoni, Im Sirim Lo Yishtamash Behem Lefigachim Ovdu Einei Chayv Bachar Yuson, Mutarn Yishtamash Behem Lefigachim Ovdu Chayv Bachar Yuson. Now in the Gemara there is a machoikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Rav Huna learns that when the Mishnah says "im ovdu chayv b'achar yuson," that means to say that he's chayv even in nonsim. In other words, he has a din of a shayel, and even if he has not yet used the money, since he can use the money, he already has a din of a shayel and he's chayv in nonsim. When it says the words "im ovdu," Rav Huna understands it means ovdu like tavas finasim b'yam, which is a case of an oinis. Rav Nachman, on the other hand, holds that he's not yet chayv in nonsim. He does not have a din of a shayel because he has not yet used the money. Meaning Rav Nachman holds the fact that he can use the money, that's not enough to make him to a shayel. However, he does have a din of a shemer socher, and the Gemara explains the pshat is, Bahi hano, the hano that he's getting, the misram lezvini, this be Rav Chazovin buhu, he has hano, the knowledge that if there would be a good business deal, he'd be able to use the money, that's enough of hano to make him into a shemer socher, and it's chayv agneva v'aveda. Now, we'll discuss two important nekudos which are negated to this machikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. Both of these nekudos are discussed in Taisis earlier in the Masechta on Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. The Taisis over here in Dibur Maschel Ma'iryo, that's more negated to Perek Azov, we'll leave that for now. The first nekuda which Taisis discusses on Daf Chavtes, in Dibur Maschel V'havi Shoyel Elayu, is that even though in Eir Gemara the Mashmaris is that the Machaikis between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is whether the Shochani has a din of a Shoyel, the Gemara uses that Lashon in Rav Nachman, Al Maloyavi Shoyel Elayu, the Mashmaris is that according to Rav Huna he does have a din of a Shoyel. Taisus on Daf Chavtes says that the Lashon of Shoyel is Lav Dafka, but really what it means to say is that he has a din of a Loive. Taisus is discussing the Sugya over there, the Machaikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, about a Shemer Aveda. The Sheet of Rabbi Yosef over there is that a Shemer Aveda always has a din of a Shemer Sachar, because Pruta de Rabbi Yosef, the din is that if he's Isaac B'mitzvah, he's Padr Min HaMitzvah, if he's involved with the Aveda, he's going to be Padr from giving money to an Oni, and therefore that's the reason why he always has a din of a Shemer Sachar. And there's Machaikis over there in the Mishnah, Daf Chavches Amid Beis, whether sometimes a Shemer Aveda could get even a stronger Chiv if he could get a Chiv of a Shoyal. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a person found an Aveda, the type of Aveda with the din is that he's supposed to sell it and hold on to the money, and there's machaikas between Reb Tarfin and Reb Kiva whether he's allowed to use the money meanwhile. Reb Tarfin says, Yishtamash mehem lefigachem avdu chayev b'achar yuson, and Reb Kiva says, Lo yishtamash mehem lefigachem avdu ein chayev b'achar yuson, and Reb Yosef explains that the machaikas is whether he gets a din of a Shoyal. According to Reb Tarfin, since he's allowed to use the money, he already has a din of a Shoyal. Therefore, he's chayef even on Ointim. And Taisus over there says that even though Rabbi Yosef uses the Lashon that according to Rabbi Tarfin has a din of a Shoyal, there also the Lashon of Shoyal is Lav Dafka, where really what it means to say is that he has a din of a Loive. And what's the difference between a Loive and a Shoyal? Taisus explains that the Lashon of Shoyal is Mashma, that if the Bailam come before the person had a chance to spend the money, the Bailam would have a schus to ask for that specific money. Meaning in the case of Nafchav Ches, when the person found the Aveda and he sold it and he has the money, if he didn't have a chance to spend it yet, according to Reb Tarfin, he's allowed to spend it, but if he didn't do so yet, and the Baal HaAveda comes and wants back his money, so if we'll call the Shemer Aveda a Shoyal, and the Baal HaAveda will have a right to ask for that specific money, the Shemer Aveda cannot say, I'm going to spend this money and I'll give you different money. If on the other hand we call the Shemer Aveda a Loive, then the Loive has a right to spend the money that he borrowed, even if it's still by him and he hasn't used it yet, and the Malva comes to be Tever the money, still the Levi could say, I want to spend this money and I'll give you different money. Therefore, if we'll consider the Shemar Veda over there to be like a Levi, the Baal Veda will not have a schus to get back that specific money, even if the money right now is still Be'en. The same in our case as well, if the Shulchani did not spend the money yet, so if we'll say that the Shulchani has a din of a Shoyal, if the Mafkid will come and ask for his money back before the Shulchani had a chance to spend it, then the din is that the Mafkid will have a right to get back his original money. Mashenkin, if we'll say that the Shulchani is a Levi, and even if the money is here, the Shulchani never used it, at the time the Mafkid comes to be Tever the money back, still the Shulchani will be able to say, I want to spend this money and I'll give you different money. Now the Raya that Taisus brings that this din is true, that the Shulchani has the din of a Leiva and not the din of a Shoyal, is from the Hemshech of the Gemara. Gemara asks Akasha that according to Rav Huna, that the Shulchani has the din of a Shoyal now already even before he used the money. The Gemara asks from a case where Gizbar gave money to a Shulchani, money of Hegdish, and it says over there, and if Nachman asked Rav Huna that according to you that he has a din of a shoyal now even before he used the money, so the gizbar should be male even before the Shulchani spent the money. And this one answers, the din is true, even if he was not haitzi, Ravuna holds that the gizbar is already Mo'al. And Tais asks the kasha on this Gemara from the Gemara later on in the Masechta on Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara there is Mavur that Ravuna himself holds Hashoyel Kardoy Mechaveroy Boka Boy Konoy Loy Boka Boy Loy Konoy. If one borrows a hatchet from his friend, if he hasn't yet begun to use it, the din is the mashal could be chayzer and ask for the hatchet back. Once the shoyel already began to use it, now the mashal is not allowed to ask for it back until the end of the time period which they agreed that he would borrow it for. And the Gemara is Mavur that according to Rav Huna, if a gizbar lends a hatchet of hegdish to someone, if the person has not yet begun to use it, since the din is the mashal could be chayzer and ask for the hatchet back, therefore the gizbar is not yet moyel. Only once the shoyel begins to use it and the mashal cannot be chayzer anymore, that's when the gizbar is moyel for lending the hatchet of hegdish. And Taisa says from that Gemara is Mavur that even when a person borrows something, he definitely has a din of a shoyel. Still, there is no me'ila immediately because the mashal can still be chayzer before the shoyel begins to use it. If so, how could the Gemara in Arsiga say that according to Rav Huna, that the Shulchan is allowed to use the money, therefore he has a din of a shoyel and he's moyel right away, even if he is allowed to use the money and he does have a din of a shoyel, but until he actually spends the money, the gizbar who gave him the money should not be moal, just like in the case of the kardoim. From here, Tosis proves that karchi has to be mechalik, that by the case of the kardoim, which was a she'ilo, there the din is that until the shoyel begins to use it, the mashal could be chayzer, and since it could be chayzer, it's not a me'ilo. Mashenkin, in our case, as well as in the case of Daf Chof Tes, the way Rebbe Yosef understands the sheet of Reb Tarfin, that since the Shemar Aveda is allowed to use the money, therefore he's chayv in Oimtsim, even though we use the lashon of shoyel, it doesn't really mean as a din of a shoyel. Because by a shoyel, the din is that if he didn't spend the money, the bialon could be chayzer and ask for that specific money back. And if that was the case, the gizbar would not be moal. And since our sugya is mavur that the gizbar is moal already from now, a karcha means to say that the shulchan has a din of a loive. A loive of the din is he doesn't have to give back this specific money. And therefore, we can understand that the gizbar is already moal. Tais understands that in the sugya on Daf Chof Tes as well, also that's the pshat. Even though it says shoyel, it really means he has a din of a loive. This is how the Tosfos in Daf Chof Tes explains our Gemara. And as we'll see, there's an interesting machlokes achronim regarding this din of Tosfos. The Shach in Choshen Mishpat Siman Reish Tzadik Beis Sifkot and Ches, he brings this Tosfos lahalacha. And in the case of the Mishnah, when one gives money to a shulchani which is not sealed, the shulchani is allowed to use the money, and even if the mafkid comes and asks back for his money before the shulchani had a chance to use it, the shulchani can give him different money. The mafkid does not have a right to get back this specific money. And the Taz is mavur like this as well in the end of Siman Ayin Gimel. And a number of Rachonim ask Akasha on this, the Agoyis in Baruch on the Shach, and the Chacham Tzvi in his Agoyis, he asks on the Taz, that the whole din of Tosis is only true according to Rav Huna. Rav Huna who says that the Shulchani has a din of a Shoyel, and the Gemara says according to Rav Huna, the Gizbar is already Moal, on that Tosis says it has to be that he has a din of a Leiv and he could use the money even if the Mafkid wants back his specific money, otherwise we would not be able to say that the Gizbar is Moal. However, according to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman holds the Shulchani is not chayv in Oimtsim until he actually uses it. And according to Rav Nachman, the Gemara is Mavur, that the Gizbar who gave the money to the Shulchani would not be Moal until the Shulchani actually uses the money. L'chayr, according to Rav Nachman, Tosis never said his din that the Mafkid cannot ask for his money back. L'chayr, it's possible that he could ask for his money back. If not even according to Rav Nachman, the Shulchani should have a din of a Leive, and the Gizbar should be Moal as soon as he gives the money to the Shulchani. And therefore, these Achayim ask that since La'alocha we pass like Rav Nachman and like Rav Huna, why do the Shach and the Taz bring the din of Tosis lahalocha? So in the Nesiv of Samishpan and Siman Reish Tzadik Beis Sifkot and Tes, he answers this kasha on the Shach and the Taz, and he explains they understand B'zas Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman is also masking that if the Shulchani wants to use the money, he's allowed to, as the Mishnah says. The only difference between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman is that according to Rav Nachman, even though he is allowed to use the money, but until he actually does, he does not yet get a din of a shayal. And the Nesiv explains that the pshat is that according to Rav Nachman, it's as if the mafkid told the nifkad, take the money, if you want to use it, be kind of it. If you don't want to use it, then don't be kind of it, just hold on to it for me. He says, just like a person can give a matana to his friend, if the friend picks it up, and the noisim matana says, if you decide you want to keep it, if not, give it back. So the din is that the noisim can no longer be chayzer once he already gave it to the makabal, but if the makabal does not want to keep it, then he's not kind of it. He brings the din in Choshem Mishpat, Siman Reish, Sif Yud Aleph, where we find a similar concept. Then is if a meicher gives a kli to the lekeach is going to look at it to decide if he wants to buy it. Once the meicher already gave it to the meicher cannot be chayzer anymore. However, the lekeach can decide if he wants to buy it or not. Hakapar the Nesiva says over here as well, according to Rav Nachman, the Shulchani does not become mechuyev immediately ba'intzim because it's up to him whether he wants to keep the money or not. And therefore, the Gemara does not ask that according to Rav Nachman, there should be me'ilo when the Gizbar gives the money to the Shulchani. The Shulchani could always say, I don't plan on using it and therefore there would be no Mi'ilah. Yet still, even according to Reb Nachman, if the Shulchani decides he wants to use the money, the Mafka cannot be Chayzer. He cannot say that I want back that specific money which I gave you. The Shulchani has the right to give him other money. This is the Pshat in the Paiskim that bring the Din of Tosfos even according to Reb Nachman. The Gemara's kasha from the case of the Gizbar is only under Reb Huna, because Reb Huna holds that it's not the Pshat that it's up to the Shulchani. Rather, we understand that immediately when the Mafka gave the money to the Shulchani, since the money is not sealed, the Shulchani is taking it as a halva, and if the Gemara asks that if so, the Gizbar should be over Mi'ila right away. Now what comes out according to this Hasbar is that whether there's a Chi of Mi'ila or not is not only Talay whether the Mafka could be Chayzer and ask for the money back. Because according to the Shita of Reb Nachman, we're saying that the Mafka cannot get his money back, yet still then is that there is no Mi'ila because the Shulchani did not necessarily take it al-das that it be used as a halva. As in order for there to be a Chi of Mi'ila, it has to be that the Shulchani is ready Mechiv in Einzim. That's why the Gemara asked the Kasha only in Rav Huna, not in Rav Nachman. Just Tosis is adding that there's an additional Tanai, based on the Gemara later on in the Aftadik Tess, even if there is a Chiv Einzim, that's still not enough. If the Mafkir is able to be Chayzer, like in that case, if the Mashal is able to ask for his carding back, so the Gizbar is not yet Mayal, in our case as well, even according to Rav Huna, that the ready is a Chiv Einzim, but if the Din will be that as long as the money is still here, the Mafkir has the right to ask for that specific money back, also there will be no Chiv Me'ilah. However, according to Reb Nachman, even though he's also masking the way we're explaining now, that the Mafka does not have the right to get back that money, but that itself is not enough to make a Chiv Me'ilah, it has to be that he's also Mechiv in Einsim, and the way the Nesirus is explaining, that which he's Mechiv in Einsim shows us that he already took it, Betoyah Salva, he was already kind it, and not that it's up to him to decide whether he wants to keep it as Alva or not. This is the way the Shach and the Taz understood Tosfos. The Chacham Tzvi, however, argued on them, he understood Tosfos, that the Chiv Mila is totally whether the Mafkid is able to be Chayzer or not. That's the Pshat Ligmar Daf Tzadik Tess. If the Mashal is able to be Chayzer, then there is no Mi'ilah. If he's not able to be Chayzer, then there is Mi'ilah. Therefore, the Chacham Tzvi held that Tosfos' whole din is only true according to Reb Huna, not according to Reb Nachman. Because if Reb Nachman would also be Maskim that the Mafkid is not able to be Chayzer, then even according to Reb Nachman there should be Mi'ilah. And the Gemara is Mavur that only according to Reb Huna is there Mi'ilah, not according to Reb Nachman. Now, the Chedushi Rabban over here in Ersugyo, he also discusses this Nidoin. The same thing which Tosfos discusses on Daf Chav Tes. And that is the Agamar's Mavur that there will be a Chi of Me'ilah, according to Reb Huna, since the Shulchani has the right to be able to use the money, and he asks, L'cher, this is a steer to the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Tes. There the Gemara's Mavur that even though a Shoyal has the right to use the Kardim, but if he has not yet begun to use it, the Mashal can always be Chayzer and ask for the Kardim back, and the right to be Chayzer is a reason why there should not be a Chi of Me'ilah. If so, here as well, the Ramban is understanding Kipshutai, that even though the Shulchani has the right to use the money, but if the Mafkid will come and say, I want my money back, and the money is still ba'in, the Shulchani would have to give him that money. So once the Mafkid is able to be Chayzer, then the Din L'Chayr should be that there is no Mi'ilah, just like the case in Daf Tzadik Tes. The Ma'aseh B'Hemshech, the Ramban does bring the Teretz of Tosfos, maybe Ein Chanami in that case as well, even if the Mafkid would want his money back, the Shulchani would have a right to hold on to the money because it's considered a halva. But he brings first a different Mahalach, and that is to be Mechalik between Ersugyo and the case in Daf Tzadik Tes. And he explains because in Ersugyo, the reason why there's a Chiv Me'ilah is because when the Mafkid gives the money to the Shulchani, once the Shulchani has the right to use it, meaning he could spend it and not give this money back Be'en, and therefore just by giving the money to the Shulchani, that's already considered taking the money away from Hegdish and being Maitse Yit L'chulin. Now, Shenkin, in the case of the Kardim, the Gemara of there is Mavur that Be'etzem, this Kardim still belongs to Hegdish. It's not that he's taking the Kardim away from Hegdish, the Kardim is going to go back Be'en, and the Me'ilah is on the Toivas Hano. The Gizbar lends the Kardim to someone else, and with this there's Toivas Hano. The borrower has appreciation to the Gizbar. That Toivas Hano is considered Me'ilah, he's being Nana from Hegdish. Therefore, the Ban explains that since the Me'ilah is not on the Kardim itself, it's not that he's taken away from Hegdish, it's only on the Toivas Hano. So, as far as the Toivas Hano is concerned, as long as the Mashal is able to be Chayzer and ask for the Kardim back, because the Shoyal has not yet used it yet, so there is no appreciation Bechlal from the Shoyal to the Mashal. Only if the Shoyal already used it, or even if he didn't use it, if the case was the Mashal cannot be Chayzer, the Shoyal has the right to use it even against the will of the Mashal, then already he has Toivas Hano, he has appreciation to the Mashal. But in the case where he receives something and he knows the Mashal can come and ask for it back, then there is no Toivas Hano Bechlal. This is how the Ramban is Mechag between the two cases, the case of the Kardim, where the Kardim itself goes back Be'en, and the Me'ilah is only in the Toivas Hano, the other thing is in order for there to be Me'ilah, it has to be that the Mashal cannot be Chayzer. Mashenkin, in our case, the reason why there's Me'ilah is because the Gizbar is taking something away from Hegdish, the Shulchani has the right to use it and not give it back Be'en. There, even if the Gizbar does have a right to be Chayzer, but Lamaisa, once he gave it to the Shulchani, and the Shulchani can use it already now if he wants, that's already enough for there to be Me'ilah. So these are the two Mahalchim and the Rishayim to answer the Kasha from the Gemara later on in Daf Tzadik Tes. According to Taisus, you have to be mechadish in echanami and ersuga as well. Even if the money is still be'en, the mafka does not have a right to ask for his money back. The shulchani can give him other money because it's like a halva. And according to the Mahalach of the Ramban, you don't have to say this chiddush. You could say that if the money is still be'en, the mafka still has a schus to ask for his money back. Now I'll discuss the second point which Taisus talks about on Daf Choftes, which is negei ersuga, an important machlekes rishonim. As we mentioned, there's a machlekes over there between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef about a shemer aveda. The shita of Rabbah is that a shemer aveda always has a din of a shemer chinam, and Rabbi Yosef holds he has a din of a shemer sachar. And machlekes tanaim in the Mishnah on Chaf Chesam at Beis, Rabbi Tarfin says in the case of the shemer aveda has a right to use the money, so since he's allowed to use it, that makes him chayiv b'achrayis. According to Rabbah, chayiv b'achrayis means he gets a din of a shemer sachar as opposed to a shemer chinam. According to Rabbi Yosef, every shemer aveda is a shemer sachar. Of there, when Rabbi Tarfin says chayiv b'achrayis, it means he gets a din of a shayal. And the Gemara's with Vur, the Pshat in Rabbi Tarfin is, the moment he has a schus to use the money, even if he didn't use it yet, that already gives him a din of a shayal. Now Tosafot over there has a great arichos, whether we pass him like the shita of Rabbah or like the shita of Rabbi Yosef, and one of the rais that he brings, that we pass him like the shita of Rabbah, is from Ersugya. Now sugya, we have machaikos between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman. If the shulchani has the right to use the money, since it's not sealed, Rav Huna says that gives him a din of a shayal, he's already mechayiv in Einzim. Rav Nachman says as long as he hasn't used the money yet, he only has a din of a shemer sachar, he does not yet have a din of a shayal. And Taiz understands that Kapshut of these two Nidainim are Tali Zebizah. When one person has someone else's money, he didn't borrow the money, he didn't get a din of a shayal, but he still has the right to use it if he wants to. Does that already give him a din as a shayal? Or does it only give him a din as a shemer sachar? He has enough from the fact that he can use it, that's enough to make him to a shemer sachar, but he's not yet mechuyev in Einzim. And since in Esrig we pass like the Shita of Rav Nachman, therefore as far as the machlek is between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef, we pass like Rabbah, that the right for the Shemer Aveda to use the money only gives him a din as a Shemer Sachar, not as a Shayal. And as you'll see, the Ari Shanim will argue on Taisis. And the truth is, Taisis himself over there in Daf Chav Tes brings this Tad. He brings it and he says, Ve'ein Leimar, he rejects this Pshat. The Pshat is, and the Ari Shanim brings this, B'Shem Rabbeinu Ephraim, that there's a chilk between the two Sugyas, and that is, in our Sugya, where if the Shulchani would not be able to use the money, he would only have a din of a Shemer Chinam, not as a Shemer Sachar. So now that he can use the money, Rav Nachman holds that makes him into a Shemer Sachar. The Hanah that he could use the money takes him up one level from a Shemer Chinam into a Shemer Sachar. Now, shaking the Sugya over there in Daf Chav Tes, we could really pass him like the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef holds that every Shemer Aveda already has a din of a Shemer Sachar because he has another. If an Ani would come, he would be Potter from giving him money since he's Oisik in the Aveda, Oisik in Mitzvah, Potter in a Mitzvah. So now that he has his Chus Shtamshas, that raises him a level from a Shemer Sachar into a Shayal. Taisus over there rejects this, Misvara. He says, if the right to use the money is a hana, and it's a hana which makes him into a shemer sachar, but cannot make him into a shayal, so what difference does it make if he was already a shemer sachar beforehand because he had a different hana, the hana of Pruta Derev Yosef? Two hanas will not make him into a shayal. The same way if a mafkid gives money to a shemer to watch his item, the payment makes him from a shemer chinam into a shemer sachar, and if afterwards he's moisif more money, he pays him extra, it's still not going to make him into a shayal. Additional money will not make him more than a shemer sachar, so why over here, the fact that there's two hanas, Hanah of Pruta Derev Yosef and an additional Hanah that if he wants to use the money he can, why would that make him into a Shayal? Taisus therefore rejects this Pshat, however, as we said, other Rishonim do hold of this Pshat. This is how they say that the two Sugyas are not a Stira. On one hand, we could pass like Rav Nachman and Ersugya, and we could still pass like Rav Yosef in the case of a Shemer Aveda. L'cher, this needs Hezber. What is the Pshat? L'cher, Taisus' Taina is correct. So in the Sefer Urim V'Tumim and Simon Ayin Beis, in the Tumim Sifkot and Yotes, he explains the Shita of Rabbi Ephraim. He says, what is the pshat that in this case, where a person found an aveda and he sells it, the chacham would match him to use the money, the chara would be more mistabber to say that he should have to hold on to the money. If the baal aveda comes, there'll be money available, which the shem aveda could give back to him. Why did the chacham allow him to use the money? So he explains that karkach is for the tayelis of the baal aveda. It's beneficial for the baal aveda for us to allow the shem aveda to use the money, because this way the shem aveda will be mechuyev ba'achrayis. Therefore, even though Be'etzem Aheter Shtamshus should only give him a din of a Shemer Sachar and not a din of a Shayal, here, however, by Shemer Aveda, it will be totally in the machlekes between Rabbah and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbah, that a Shemer Aveda does not have a din of a Shemer Sachar, rather as a Shemer Chinam. So when the Chacham were mesaken that the Shemer Aveda could use the money, they did this for the purpose of raising his level of Shmira. The Heter Shtamshus raises his level of Shmira from a Shemer Chinam into a Shemer Sachar. However, according to Rabbi Yosef, that a Shemer Aveda anyways has a din of a Shemer Sachar, so what will be the purpose of allowing him to use the money? L'cher, this is not going to make a difference in his level of Shmira. Akarach, when the Chacham were misakin this din, that he can use the money, they meant to give him a din of a Shayal, and that's why he's Mechayiv even in Einzim. This is how the Tumim explains this Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabshach Navi Ezri in Perek Zayin Hilchos Shelo Pikat in Alocha Vov, he says a similar mahalach, and he's Moisef more of a Hezber. He says that Be'etzim every Shoyel, the reason why he's Mechiv in Oinsim is because he does not have a din of a Shomer. There's a difference between a Shoyel and a Shomer. A Shoyel was never Mekabel upon himself Shmiro, he only takes the item in order to use it, that's why it's called Kol Hano Shaloi, and he's Mechiv even in Oinsim. A Shank in a Shomer, he took the item, he was masking to wash it on behalf of the Bailim, and by a Shomer Socher, the din is that if he gets paid, his level of Shmir goes up, he's Mechiv even Geneva Vaveda, but he's still not Mechiv in Oinsim. And even if the Bayim will pay him extra, he'll pay him more than he usually gets paid, he's still not more than a Shemr Sachar, as Taisus says. Therefore, for the same reason, even if we'll be Moisif and we'll say that he could use the item, a Heter Shnamshus, that's also not going to make him into a Shoyel, it's just going to be considered like additional Schar. He's going to remain as a Shemr Sachar. Therefore, Pshach explains that in our case, according to Reb Nachman, the money is given over to the Shulchani, so without the Schlusset Shnamshus, the Shulchani would have been considered a Shemr Chinam. Now that he has a Schlusset Shnamshus, that schus is considered the schar that he's receiving in order to watch the money, therefore makes him from a shomer chinam into a shomer sachar, but he still does not have a din as a shayel. By shaking in the case of a shomer aveda, according to Rabbi Yosef, even without the heter shnamshus, he already has a benefit from watching the aveda, and therefore he has a din of a shomer sachar. Now the chacham gave him a heter shnamshus, Rav Shach explains along the same lines as the tumim, the reason why the chacham would give him this schus shnamshus is for the benefit of the bal aveda to raise the level of achrayis. Therefore, Pshach explains that if he's already a Shemer Sachar, then when they gave this Schlusha Shtamshus, the gedder was not that it should be part of his Schar for watching the Aveda, rather they gave him a right to use the Aveda unrelated to the fact that he's a Shemer. And once his Schlusha Shtamshus is not part of his Schar, so the male he has a din of a Shayel and he's Mechiv even anoints him. This is according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. However, if you hold like the Shita of Rabbah, now without the Schlusha Shtamshus, he only has a din of a Shemer Chinam, so when the Chum gave him a Schlusha Shtamshus in order to raise his level of Shmira, the gedder is different, they gave it to him as a schar for the shmira, therefore it raises his level from a shemer chinam to a shemer socher, but it still does not give him a din as a shayel. This is how Rav Shach explains the svara of Rabbeinu Ephraim, that the chayes goes up one level, according to Rabbi that he was a shemer chinam and raises him to a shemer socher, and according to Rabbeisef that he was a shemer socher raises him to a shayel. The pshat is, because it's a different gedder, according to Rabbi the schus shtamshus is a schar for the shmira, and according to Rabbeisef it's unrelated to the shmira, therefore he could get a din of a shayel. And that's like as well, the Shulchani is a Shemer, and without the Schlusset Shtamshus, he would have been considered a Shemer Chinam. Now that he does have a Schlusset Shtamshus, that's part of his Schar, that raises him to a Shemer Sachar, but not to a Shayel. Now I'll continue on to the Mishnah. There's a Machaikis between Beishami and Beishilil in a case from one was Shaleach Bayad, and afterwards the Pekodan either went up in value or went down in value. Beishami says, Yoka Bechoser Beyeser, either way, the Shemer who is Shaleach Bayad, he always loses out. If the pikadon went down in value, so the din is kol gazlon and misham and kishas egzela, he has to pay the higher amount. And if it went up in value, which means after he was shaleach bayad, before he used the chayfitz, it went up in value, and afterwards he was mitziah, he used it up, the din is he has to pay the higher value. Beis Hillel, however, argues, he says kishas egzela, and originally the Gemara understood the machlokes is in the case of Rabbah. Rabbah says a din that if one steals a barrel of wine, at the time he stole the barrel, it was worth one zuz. Then afterwards it went up in value and it was worth 4 zuz. So Rabbah says that if he drank it or he broke the barrel, so the din is he has to pay 4 zuz. Now Shankin, if it's Izbar Memedle, it broke by itself, then he only has to pay 1 zuz. That's the din of Kal Gazlan Meshamin Kishas Gzela. Be'etzim, he always has to pay the amount that it was worth at the time of the Gzela. If, however, he drank it or he broke it afterwards, and at that time it was already worth more, so then the din is he has to pay the higher amount. Originally the Gemara understood the Machaikis Be'shamay and Be'sel in the Mishnah is about this din of Rabbah, the case of Tavra v'Shasya. When Beis Hillel says that the Shaleach Yad has to pay Kishas Haitzah, Haitzah means Haitzah mi Beis Bailim, meaning he pays the amount that it was worth at the time of the Geneva, so if it went down in value, then there's no Machlokes. Everyone is masking him that you pay Kishas Haitzah mi Beis Bailim, that's the din of Kol Gazlan Misham and Kishas Hagzela. However, if it went up in value, and it was Tavra v'Shasya, so in that case, Beis Shammai holds that Yilka B'Chaser B'Yeser, you have to pay the higher amount, that's the case of Yeser. And Beis Hillel holds, even in this case, you pay Kishas Haitzah. In other words, he's not masking to this din of Rabbah that Tavra Vishasa you pay according to the higher value. This was the Gemara's kasha on Rabbah, that Rabbah doesn't seem to fit with the Shita of Beis Hillel. Now, Toys at the top of Amad Beis, and Dibra Maschal Lema Rabbah the Amr Kabeis Shammai, he asks, why is the Gemara assuming that the case of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is the case of Tavra Vishasa? Maybe it's the case of Itmar Memela. If so, it would not be a kasha that Rabbah does not fit with the Shita of Beis Hillel. Other Rabbi would fit with Beis Hillel, he would not fit with Beis Shammai. Because if the Mishnah is talking about the case of Itbar Memela, So Beis Hillel, who says you pay kishase tomei beis bailim, that does fit with the shita of Rabba. Beis Shammai, who says yilka bechoser ubeyeser, he's saying that even in this case of itbar mamela, you would pay the higher price. That will not fit with the shita of Rabba. This is the kasha of Tosfos, and Tosfos answers the Gemara did not want to explain the machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this case of itbar mamela, because then there would be no way of understanding the shita of Beis Shammai. Why would Beis Shammai hold that in this case where it was itbar mamela, he didn't do anything, it broke on its own? Why would he have to pay the higher value? Because Zalman Rukhiv to pay according to the Shas Gzela, if it went up in value after the Gzela and he didn't do anything after that, then there's no reason why we'd have to pay the higher price. Now Rikveger in his Pirush on Mishnayis, the Tosfos of Rikveger, he makes an important point over here. He says the Sugas Mavur, the same way Le'inin Agazlin, the Klal is called Gazlanim Mishamim Kishas Gzela, which includes two dinim in a case where it went down in value, you have to pay the higher amount, the amount of Kishas Gzela. And also in a case where it went up in value, but it was Itbar Mamela, there also the din is that you pay the amount of Kishas Hegzela. The Sugas Mavur, this is also true by Shlichus Yad. By Shlichus Yad also, even if it went up in value, the din is you only have to pay Kishas Hegzela, unless it was Tavra Vishasya, then already it would be the same as the Gazlin, he would pay the higher price. But if it's Itbar Mamela, then you pay the lower price, there's no chilik between a Shalech Bayad and a Gazlin. And the Kasha that Rikveger asks is, the Bishlamah Gazlin, the only thing which is Mechayim to repay that which he stole, is the Maisik Zela. Therefore, he pays according to the amount of the Maisik Zela, unless, like we said, a case of Tavra Vishasi, where he did something additional, at a later point, then he has to pay the higher amount, the amount that it was worth at the time of the Tavra Vishasi. That's by a Gazlin. Hashemkin, he says, by a Shemer, the Shemer, besides the Chiyuvim of Gzela, which he has at the time he's Shirleach Bayad, he also has his regular Chiyuve Shmira, and that includes that if he's Pesheya, regardless of what type of Shemer he is, every Shemer is Mechuyiv on a Pshia. If so, how could we say that if it went up in value, and then it was Itbar Mamela, it broke on its own, he did not do a Maisa to break it? The Lashon of Itbar Mamela is Mashma, even if it was done like the Pshia, anything other than Tavra Vishasya would be included in Itbar Mamela, and Lecher by Yeshemer, how could we say that he's Potter? Lecher, he should have to pay the higher amount, because at that time he was Pesheya, and his Chayuve Shmir should be Mechayef him to pay, according to the amount that it was worth at the time of the Pshia. And Kreger says, from here you see an important Yisoid, and that is, that once he's already considered a Gazlin, once he was Shalech Bayad, and now he has Chayuve Gzela, we no longer could be Mechayvim Mikayach is Chayuve Shmira. We can only be Mechayvim Mikayach the Din Gazlin, therefore we'll have the same Gedarm as a regular Gazlin. If it's Tavra Vishasi, he'll pay according to the higher amount, and if it's Itbar Mamela, he'll pay according to the amount of the Shasa Gzela. This is the Chiddush of Rikveger, but Maisa seems that this Svara was not poshed by him, he leaves off Betzarech Ian. Now we should point out, Lachara, one could have Tainad, this should be telling the Machlokes HaMeroim, which we discussed previously on Daf Memalif in the Sugya whether Hashava needs Das Bailim. And we quote over there the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, which explains the Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva in the case of Goinav Tlem and Eder or Selim and Akis. The sheet of Rabbi Shmuel is L'mokim Shagonav Yachzir. He doesn't have to inform the Bayim that he's putting it back. He just puts it back, and with that he's Mekayim La Hashava. Vashenkin Rabbi Kiva says Sarach Das Bailim. And the Gemara there explains that the Machlokes is specifically in a case of a Shemer who stole the object which he was watching. And the Gemara explains the Yaseidah Machlokes is whether we say Kol Solei Shmirasei or Loi Kol Solei Shmirasei. Rabbi Kiva holds Kol Solei Shmirasei, he's not considered a Shemer anymore, and therefore he can't just put it back, he has to be Madiyah the Bailim. And Rabbi Shmuel holds Loi Kol Solei Shmirasei, he's still the Shemer, and therefore he doesn't have to tell the Bailim anymore, he can just put it back, and that's considered putting it back into the Rishus of the Bailim. This chiddush of Rabbi Kveger over here should be telling that machlekes whether kol solei shmirasei or loy kol solei shmirasei. That which Rabbi Kveger is explaining that you see in Ersugyo that after the shemer steals, he only has dina gzela. You cannot be mechayvim if he was pesheya as the din of a shemer. Lecher, that should be telling whether it's kol solei shmirasei or loy kol solei shmirasei. This lecher is a ha'ara on Rabbi Kveger. He doesn't mention this machlekes. To get back to Tosfos, Tosfos explains that the Gemara knew that the case of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing cannot be the case of Itbar Mamela, because then there would be no way of understanding the Shita of Beis Shammai. Akarach l'machlekes is the case of Tavra Vishasya, and that Beis Hillel holds, even in this case, you pay according to the Shas Gzela, and that's the Gemara's Kasha, the Rabbah does not fit with the Shita of Beis Hillel. And this Gemara answers that Be'etzim, we could say everyone in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, are both maskim to Rabbah, and in the case of Tavra Vishasya, you pay according to the higher amount, and the machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Mishnah is not in a case where it went up in value, rather in a case where it went down in value, and even though everyone's masking to the klal of Kol HaGazlan and Mishalim and Kishasek Zela, here Beis Hillel holds you pay Kishasek Tzah, which at this point the Gemara understands it means Kishasek Tzah min Ha'olam, And the Pshar Zigmar explains, either because he holds Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chisarn, so originally when he's Shlichus Yad, he does not yet get a din of a Gazlin, therefore there is no din of Kol Gazlan Mesham and Kishas Egzelo, only later on when he used it, that's when he got a din of a Gazlin, therefore he pays Kishas Egzomino Eilom. Or the second Pshar Zigmar says is, that Beis Hillel holds he paid Kishas Egzomino Eilom, also because he does not have a din of a Gazlin, but the case is that he was a Shlichus Shlemidas, Kagun Chetotl Lahavile Gezolos. And Beis Hillel holds that Shlichus Shlemidas is not considered a gazlin, therefore only later on when he used it, that's when he has to pay for it, he gets the din of a gazlin then, therefore he pays Kishas Eitzami Noelom, not Kishas Eitzami Beis Bailim. The third Machlokes Gemara brings is that the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is an entirely different Machlokes about who gets the Shvach Gzeilo, meaning like the Gizis and the Vladais. Beis Shammai says, Yoko Bechasr V'yeser, Chasr V'yeser doesn't mean that it went up or down in value, as it's referring to the Gizis and Vladais, and Beis Shammai holds that the Nigzal gets them, and Beis Hillel argues on that, he says, Kishas Eitzami Beis Bailim, meaning the Gazlan gets the Gizis and the Vladais. This is the basic Shaka V'tari of the Gemara. Now go back and discuss a few more points negated to this din of Rabbah. The klal of Rabbah is that if one steals a barrel of wine, at the time it was stolen it was worth 1 zuz, later on it went up in value and it was worth 4 zuz. And Rabbah says that if it's Tavya or Shasya, he has to pay according to the higher value 4 zuz. If it's Itbar Memela, he only pays 1 zuz. Now the shaila is, this din of Tavra V'Shasya, that he has to pay according to the higher value, what exactly is the Mechayev over here? This is known as one of the classic machloikasim between the Ktois and the Nesivis. The Ktois is in Simon Lamed Dalet Sifkot on Gimel. The Halachas over there talking about Hilchos Eidos, the din that a Ganev or a Gazlan is Posel Eidos. And the Ramah of their coast, Beshem the Rivosh, that a Chilik im a Ganev is not Nifsal for Eidos. For example, if Reuven steals a barrel of wine and Shimon drinks some of the wine, the din is that Shimon is not considered a Ganev, he's not Nifsal for Eidos. The Ktois quotes the Tumim, who's bothered by this. If Shimon has some of this wine, which does not belong to him, it belongs to the Nignav, and he doesn't give it back, he himself drinks it, the Chayi should also be considered a Ganef, and therefore he should become possible for Eidos. Nektois says a Yesoid, he says, since we know the Klal is that a Ganef min a Ganef is Padr from the Chiv of Kefel, the Pshat is because the Pasuk says, V'gunav mi Beis Ha'ish, from there we learn that Ganef is Dafka if it's stolen from the original Bailim, a Ganef min a Ganef, since already it was taken away from the original Bailim, the second person is not considered a Ganef. And the Ktoisa adds, even though we know the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yir Aleph from Merbeis has a Machlekes, Gozov Le Nisiyashu Abaylim Ubo Achar Ve'ochloy, there's a Machlekes between Rami Bar Chomo and Rav Chisda. Rami Bar Chomo says, Eina Goyve Elam Megazlin, the Nigzal can only collect from the Gazlin, he cannot collect from the other person, even though the other one ate it. However, we pass not like Rami Bar Chomo, we pass like Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda says, Rotsa Mizeh Goyve, Rotsa Mizeh Goyve. The Baim can collect from either one. L'char, this is a raya that even though the second person took it not from the original Bailim, rather he took it from the Gazlin, still we could be Mechayev him. L'char, he's considered a Ganef or a Gazlin. If so, he should become possible for Eidos. So the Ktois explains the Pshat in this din of Rotsa Mizeh Goyve, Rotsa Mizeh Goyve, is not the Pshat that the second person has a din of a Ganef or a Gazlin, rather the Pshat is that the second person has a din of a Mazik. Since this food is still considered to be only by the original Bailim, even though the first Gazlin Ray took it out of the Rishus of the first Bailim, and once it's out of the Rishus, it's not Shaykh, a Geneva, or a Gzela, but still, since it's owned by the first Bailim, if someone else comes along and is Mazik it, there can still be a Chiv of Mazik. And the Ktois explains, that's the Pshat over there, Rotsa Mizeh Goyve, the reason why he could collect from the second person, the one who ate it, even if that person did not steal it, the Pshat is he could be Mechayiv him, Midin Mazik. And if so, the Ktois says, it would come out a Chiddush according to this, if one person steals something from the Bailim, and someone else comes along and takes it away from the original Gazlin, so definitely there is no Chiv Kefil, as we said. But even as far as paying back the Karen, so in a case where he himself ate it or he was mazik it, we could be mechayev him, he didn't mazik. If however the person who stole it from the Gazlin did not eat it, he wasn't mazik it, rather he lost it, then we cannot be mechayev the second person. If the chayfet is still ba'en, obviously he has to still give it back to the Bailim, because the Bailim is still the owner of it. Hashenken, if he lost it already, and we cannot be mechayev him, he didn't ganif, we could also not be mechayev him, he didn't mazik in a case where he didn't destroy it, therefore he'll be totally potter, the whole din of Rav Chisda, that Rotsa Mizeh Goyve, is only in the case where he was Mazikit. With this, the Ksois explains the Pshat in the Ramah, that HaChilik Im Aganif does not become possible for Eidos, because in this case, even if he eats something which was stolen, he doesn't have a din of a Ganif, rather he has a din of a Mazik, and the din is that a Ganif is possible for Eidos, but a Mazik is not possible for Eidos. And the Ksois says, a right to this Yisoid is our Sugya, this din of Rabbah. Rabbah differentiates between a case of Itmar Memela, in the case of Tavra Ishasya, he says, L'chir, how could we say that by Itbar Mamela, you only mechuyev to pay 1 zuz? The Pashas is the case we'll be talking about, even if he picked it up, The Gemara is mashma only if he drank it or he broke it, that's when he has to pay the higher price. If he didn't do one of these, he's potter. That would be mashma that even in the case where he at some point after went up in value, he picked up the barrel, he did a maisa akbar, still we don't say that this is another geneva and should be mechuyev the higher price because he did a second geneva. And furthermore, the Ktos says, even if he did not lift up the barrel, but just the fact that it's sitting in his rishus, we should consider it as if there's a continuous kinyan chotzer. Therefore, after the wine went up in value, we should consider it as if another maisa geneva was done at a time when it was already worth 4 zuz, we should mechayev him midin the geneva on the 4 zuz. From here, the Ktos proves that once the chayfetz is stolen already, it's not shaykh to have a second geneva. And now, which agamar is before the tavra or shastia, the din is you have to pay 4 zuz, akarach it's not midin geneva, rather it's midin mazik. Derech Agav will mention the kasha which a number of Rechonim ask on the Ktoyus. The Ktoyus himself writes in Simon Shin Memches, Sifkot and Beis, the Gneva or Gzela always requires a Maisa. Meaning if an item falls into my Chotzer and I have Kavanah that my Chotzer should be Koineh, the din is it's not considered a Gneva. Gneva always requires an action. It has to be I do something to bring it into my Rishos. Or for example, if there's an animal running through my Chotzer, if I simply have Kavanah that I want to be Koineh with the Kinyan Chotzer and steal it, it's not considered a Gneva. It's only if I close the door and do not allow the animal to leave my chotzer, then it is considered a maisa geneva. This is an important insight which the Ktoyus says, and the Chayr the Kasha is, this is a steer to what he's asking over here. His second Kasha is that it should be considered a continuous maisa geneva because it's sitting in the chotzer. The Chayr, this is a steer to the Ktoyus and Shimem Ches that holds that a geneva always requires a maisa. Rakapam, this is how the Ktoyus learns the Pshat in their sugyo, the Chiv of Tavra Vashasi is not midin geneva or gzela, rather it's midin mazik. The Nesivus, however, in Simon Lamedal, Tzifkot, and Hey, he argues on this Ktois. And he says, even though the Ktois is correct, there is a klal, Goynav Achar Aganif, is not considered a Maisa Gneva. That's not going to be a case where Reuven had a Chepetz, Shimon stole it from Reuven. Now when Levi steals it from Shimon, it's not considered a Gneva, because he's not taking it away any further from Reuven, it's already not by Reuven. It's already in Shimon's Rishos. What difference does it make, Legabe Reuven, whether it's in Shimon's Rishos or Levi's Rishos? Therefore, when Levi takes it from Shimon to himself, it's not considered a Gneva from Reuven. However, in a case where he does a Shina to the Chafetz, like in this case where he's Tavrav or Shasya, that can't be considered a Gneva because he is taking it away further from Reuven. Until now, it was Be'en, it was here, even though it was not sitting in Reuven's house, it was sitting in Shimon's house. But now that Levi comes along and he drinks it, that's considered taking it away further from Reuven, and therefore we can't consider Levi a Ganif, even though he's not taking it from the Rishus of Reuven. This is how the Nesivus understands the Klal of Tavrav and Shasya. That it's not midin mazik, as the Ktoyus says, rather it's midin geneva. And the truth is, the lashon of the Gemara is mashma like the Nesivus. The Gemara says, "Ahi shaita de kashosi le or de katover le kagozel minei." The Achrayim point out this is mashma more like the Nesivus, not like the Ktoyus. And the truth is, it's more than just that lashon of kagozel minei. Rather, it's the next line of the Gemara as well. The Gemara brings the klal called gazlonim meshalmin kishasek zela. It seems to be mefurish that the chiv over here is midin zela and not midin mazik. Rakapam, this is the fundamental machlokes between the Ktoyus and the Nesivus. How to understand the din of Tavra Vishasya. Now, this mentioned, Reb Chaim also understood Al Derech LeNesivus, Nechdush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perek Zayin Hochas Chayv Lumazik. He says over there with a different Nusuch, he says, anytime there's a Chayfetz which is stolen, a Maisa Mazik which is done afterwards to that Chayfetz is considered a continuation of the Geneva. He's furthering the Geneva by not only stealing it, also by destroying it. And since we're considering it a Hemshech of the original Geneva, there is no Taina that it can't be a Geneva because it's not Vaguna Vibesa Ish. We're not looking at it as if it's a new Maisa Geneva, rather it's a continuation of the original Maisa Geneva, which was a Geneva Mibes Ha'ish. HaKapam Reb Chaim learns Al-Derech LeNesivus, the Chiv of Tavra V'Shasi is not Midin Mazik, rather it's Midin Geneva. Now we'll discuss another point over here. Rabbi says that if it's Idbar Memelo Mishalem Zuzo, he didn't do another Geneva, he didn't do a Maisa Mazik, therefore it's only Mechuyif to pay the value that it was worth at the time of the original Geneva. And the Rishonim over here ask a Kasha, the Ramban, the Rajba, yes, since this barrel of wine is still owned by the original Bailim, if it would be Be'en, the Ganif would have to give it back Be'en. If so, when it goes up in value, it's considered to have gone up in the Rishus of the original Bailim. And if so, when something happens to it, even if it happened on its own, the Ganif didn't do anything, but the Ganif should be Mechuyiv, because the Ganif is Mechuyiv in Oinsim. We know the Klal is that if a Ganif steals something and an Oinis happens to the Chayfetz, even though as long as it was Be'en, he could have given it back, now that something happened to the Chayfetz, even if it was out of his control, and then it's the Ganav is Mechuyiv to pay for it, because the Ganav is just like a Shoyal who's Mechuyiv in Oinsim. So just like by a Shoyal, the din is that he's Mechuyiv to pay according to the value it was worth at the time of the Oinis. By Ganav as well, when it goes up in value, then something happened to it, we should be able to Mechayiv the Ganav just as we Mechayiv a Shoyal according to the amount it was worth at the time of the Oinis. Now just to clarify, earlier on in the Shir we spoke about a different Nekuda, Hashem who's shaleich bayad, he gets the din of a gazlin, and we saw in the sugya this mavur that if it goes up in value after he's shaleich bayad, we don't say he's mechuyev to pay according to the higher price. But just like the din is that a ganav pays according to the price at the time of the geneva, if it goes up afterwards, he's not mechuyev to pay the higher price unless he's shaleich bayad. But if it's itma memela, he does not have to pay the higher price. And the kasha we asked over there was a different kasha. Why can't we mechayev him mitzad as dinei shmira? Which is a gzei law, we cannot be mechayev him the higher price. However, the chari still has a din of a shemer, and a shemer has to pay according to the value that it was worth at the time of the einis. And this we quoted Rabbi Kveger that once he's shaleich bayan and he gets a din of a gazlin, he no longer has the chayuv shmira. But Akapam now we're asking a different kasha that every ganav or gazlin, even in a case where he was not a shemer, not a case of shlichus yad, rather every ganav or gazlin also should have a similar din to a shemer. That when it goes up in value, it's considered to have gone up in the rishus of the Bailim. Afterwards, when an einus happens, it's the same way the din is a shayel's mechuyev to pay according to the value it was worth at the time of the einus. A gazlan should have the same din, he should have to pay according to the value that it's worth at the time of the einus. Therefore, even in the case of itmar memela, he should have to pay the higher price. This is the kasha of the Rishonim. Both the Ktais and the Nesivis and Simon Reish Tadik Aleph, he discusses this kasha. We'll mention the way the Nesivis understands the kasha, and the Shir of Shmuel over here in Bab Metzia, he explains like this. They understand what the Rishonim mean to ask really is that every gazan ba'etzim really is also a shayel. Not just that he has dinim similar to a shayel, but he actually is a shayel. And the Chayim quoted Rashi in Sanhedrin, Dafayim Beis Amar Aleph, Dibur Maschul Avol. Rashi over there says that the reason why gazan is mechuyev in einsim is the legora gazan mishayel, the kol hanoah shaloi. The same with the Torah is mechuyev a shayel in einsim because he's getting all of the hanoah. A gazan also is similar to that, he's also getting all of the hanoah from the chayfetz. Therefore, he's also included in this din that a shayel is mechuyev in einsim. This is why the Nesivis and other Achoinim understand the kasha of the Rishonim. And the Rishonim answer, they say, there's a chilek between a shayel and a gazlin. A shayel din is, at the time of the she'ela, even though the chayfetz is being borrowed and used by someone else, there really is considered in the rishus of the Bailim. The din is if the Bailim will want to be makdash, he can. It's considered b'shusay. Hashenkei by a gazlin, once the chayfetz is stolen from the Bailim, it's considered ene b'shusay. If he tries to be makdash it, the hegdash is nachal. Therefore, if the chayvitz went up in value, what was by the shemer? So it's considered to have really gone up in the rishus of the bailim. And when the oinus happens, the shemer is mechayv to pay according to the value it was worth at that time. Now, shenkin by a gazlin who took it away from the rishus of the bailim. So even though by gazlin also the klal is that if an oinus happens, he's mechayv to pay for the oinus. However, we don't say he pays according to the value at the time of the oinus. Rather, he pays according to the value it was worth at the time that he stole it. The lashon of the Ramban is shas meshicha de gzela. The moment when he stole it, the Maisa Mashicha by Exela, that's equivalent Kishas Shfuro Mesa de She'ela. That's equivalent to the moment of the Oines by a She'ela. Meaning the moment of the Mashicha, that's when the Chiyav is Chal. And Chay, what the Teretz means to say is, Ba'etzim Einechanami, really every Gazan does have a din of a Shayel. But the same way we understand that even by a Shayel, the din is that if it will be stolen from the Shayel, then afterwards will go up in value after it was stolen, it's Pasha the Shayel will only have to pay according to the value it was worth at the time that it was stolen from him. The pshat is because that's the moment when it's considered to have been lost from the bailim. That's when the shemer is mechuyev to pay back to the bailim for the chayvitz which is gone. And here as well, when a gazlan steals something, eichnam he gets a din of a shemer and he's mechuyev in einsim. Meaning, even though if it was be'en, he would be able to patur himself by giving back the chayvitz be'en. Now that an einus happened and he's not able to give it back be'en, he's mechuyev to pay. But how much does he pay lemaisa? He pays according to the amount that it was worth at the time that it was taken away from the bailim. Therefore, if he steals it and later on an einus happens to it, the moment which we consider the Bayon to have lost this chayfetz is when it was stolen from him. If even mitzad the chiyuvei shmira, the chiyuv is not to pay for the value that it was worth at the time of the einus, rather according to the value it was worth at the time of the gzela, because that's the moment that it was lost from the bailim. Hakapam, the Nesivus over here says, since the way he understood the kasha is that every gazan has a din of a shemer, he says, if so, according to Taisis and Baba Kama daf nun vav, Taisis over there daf nun vav and Rebbe is Dibur Maschil Pshita, he says there are certain dinim which a shemer has, a shemer is mechuyevin, but a gazlan is not. In other words, Tosfos holds that every gazlan is considered a shemer. If so, the Nesivus says the kasha of the shemer does not begin. We don't say that a gazlan is mechuyev to pay according to the shas of the einus like a shemer is, because gazlanim do not have chiyuv ishmir, they have a different chiyuv. Their chiyuv is to pay according to the shas gazela. The Aris Samech as well, he says of this machoikis rishonim whether every gazlan has a chiyuv midinei shmira. He says the rishonim and Aris who asks the kasha that every gazan should be mechuyev to pay according to the shas oines, they obviously understand that every gazan does have chiyuv shmira, and he quotes the Rashi in Sanhedrin 9 base, which we mentioned before, as opposed to the shita of Taisis in Baba Kama Daf Nun Vav. tells us that we cannot be mechayev a gazlin midinei shomer. Now continue on, l'maskonas ha-gemara, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about the shvach shel gzeila. The Gemara explains that the machlokes is totally in a machlokes tanoim between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir says, ha-gozel sa-rochel, gozel za-v-yod, m'shalim oisa ves gizeseha ves vladeseha. If he steals a sheep, he has to pay it back together with the gizes and the vlades. And Yehuda says he only gives back the sheep itself. The gazlan keeps the gizes and the vlades. Now the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadikei Amud Aleph is mavur. The pshat in the sheep of Rabbi Yehuda is because shinoi koine. Then is that if a gazlan steals something and afterwards he makes a shinoi, so now the item is considered to belong totally to the gazlan, and he has to pay back kishas gzela. Therefore, in this case, if he stole a sheep, at the time he stole it, it did not have wool on it, and did not have a fetus inside it. Afterwards, the wool grew, and the sheep became pregnant. Therefore, the din is that if the gazlan sheared the wool, and the animal gave birth while it was by the gazlan, so that's a shinoi. In other words, it's a shinoi not in the sheep itself. The sheep itself still did not have a shinoi, and therefore the sheep does go back be'en to the nigzal. However, in the gizeis and the vladis themselves, it is considered a shinoi. Therefore, the din is that the gazlan can keep it. He does not even have to pay the nigzal for the reshavius. The pshat is because once he's koine, then already he pays kishasek zeila, and mishasek zeila, there were no gizeis and vladis at all. If the sheep did have some wool on it at the time that it was stolen, just the wool continued to grow and it went up in price, or if it already was pregnant at the time of the gzeila, and eventually the vladis were born by the gazlin, here Rebbe Yehuda would not use the lashon gzeila chayzeres be'inei, that would be mashma that all the nigzal gets back is the sheep itself. In this case, he would have a schus to get back the amount that it was worth at the time of the gzeila. That's the klal klal gazlanim mishamim kishasek gzeila. So the amount the sheep was worth with the small amount of wool that it had at the time of the gzeila, or with the small fetus that it had at the time, that's how much the nigzal will get back. But the gizis and vladis themselves, the gazlan will be able to keep because shinoi kaine. Now the Gemara Baba Kama is also mavur, the Be'etzim, even Reb Meir is maskim to this, that shinoi kaine. However, Meir holds this is a knas. The Chum did not want that the gazlan should gain and be able to keep the gizis and vladis. Therefore, they gave a knas that he has to give it back, even though Me'ikra din, he really was kainer than Bishinui. Taisav Yan Dibur Maschal Mashalim, he asks a steer in Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds that Shini is kainer. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf from Rabbeiz is mashed, but Rabbi Yehuda holds Shini is not kainer. And the other way around, also Taisav asks a steer in Rameir. Here, Rameir seems to hold that Shini is not kainer, and Baba Kama he holds that it is kainer. So, as far as the steer of Rameir, he answers, as we're saying, that's the Rameir holds that Shini is kainer, and really the Gazan should have been able to keep the Gizis and Vladis, it's only because of a knas. And as far as the steer in Rabbi Yehuda, he gives a teretz to that as well, but we won't go into that right now. Now, Behemshach, the Gemara brings the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva in the Mishnah says, Kishas HaTviyo, and as you'll see, there's a major machlokes rishonim how exactly to understand the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. We'll start with the sheet of the Rif. The Rif explains, Rabbi Kiva is also talking about a case of a rochel she'ena te'uno v'netenes etzloi, meaning at the time the sheep was stolen, it did not have a fetus inside it, and it also did not have wool on it. It grew the wool and became pregnant while it was by the gazlan. Afterwards, the gazlan sheared the wool, and the vladis were born while the sheep was by the gazlan. And therefore, the din is, the Rif explains, Rabbi Kiva holds like the sheep of Rabbi Yehuda, that gzela chezeres beinei, he doesn't have to pay for the gizis and the vladis. However, Rabbi Kiva's mechadish, and if at the time the nigzal was tevea the gazlan in Bezdin, it was still teuno, it still had the wool on it and it was still pregnant, then the din is, he has to give back the sheep with the gizis and the vladis. Even if at this time the gizis and the vladis are no longer on the sheep, but since the vladis were born and he sheared the wool after the tefiyah and bezdin, then he's mechayev to give back the sheep with the gizis and the vladis. In other words, be'etzim Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the shinui is koine and the dynamic of knas that he has to give back the gizis and the vladis. However, as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Kiva dashens from the pasuk that sher hu lo yitnenu b'yom hashmasai, that whatever was on the behemah at the time of the tefiyah and bezdin, that goes back to the nigzal. Only that which he already was kind of b'shinei beforehand, that the gazlan can keep. Now, as you'll see, there are two versions in how to understand the Rif. The Ritva Chadashim and the Rashi, they explain the Rif differently. The way the Ritva Chadashim explains is, this is back in Amud Aleph on the Mishnah, he says, Shas Tfilah Rabbi Kiva is Kishas HaShavah LeBeis Hillel. The same way everyone agrees that B'Shas HaShavah, whatever is still on the animal, the gazlan was not yet kind of b'shinei, that goes back to the Nigzal. Rabbi Kiva holds from Shas Tfi also, we consider it as if it already went back to the Nigzal. And therefore, a Gziza or a Leda after the Tfi will not help for the Gazan to be Koine. And the Ritva says clearly that not only in the case where it was Netanes B'Shas Lamad Bedin, rather even in the case where B'Shas Lamad Bedin, there was no Ubar and there was no Tzemer, it only began to grow afterwards. Afterwards it became Uberis and the Tzemer began to grow. In that case also, the din would be, that even if the gazan already sheared the wool, and the vladis were already born, still it has to go back to the nigzal, because once already there's a tefillah, it's as if it already went back to the bailim, and it's not shaykh anymore for the gazan to be kind of bishinui. Now the Rashba, however, when he brings the riff, he says it a little bit differently. He explains the gzeres hakosav of b'yoy mashmosay. The Torah is telling us the gazan has to give it back to the nigzal, exactly how it was at the moment of b'yoy mashmosay. If it has gizus and vladis at that moment, he has to give it back together with the gizus and the vladis. And the Rashba's mashma, the pshat is that it's gzeres hakosav, it has to be given back exactly that way. He doesn't say like the Ritva says, that from the moment of the tfiyo, we consider it as if it was already returned to the bailim. Therefore, as we'll see, Behemshuch, according to the Rashba, could be that Gizus and Vladis, which grew afterwards, after the Tfiyo, those the Gazim will be able to keep. Now, these two Nischais, the Machlaikas between the Rashba and the Ritva Chadoshim, had to understand the Rif. This makes a difference how to understand the Hemshuch of the Gemara. The Gemara brings Amar Vihuda Amar Shmuel Halachik Rebbe Kiva, Umoydi Rebbe Kiva Bemokam Sheesh Eidim, my time at Amar Kral Asheru Lo Yitnenu B'yem HaShmosai, Akiva Dika Eidim, Mehu Shaito Hude Chayv Lo Ashama. As Riff explains, what this means to say is, if the Eidim who saw that it was not Teuno at the time of the Gzela, then Rebbe Kiva's made that you pay Keshasa Gzela, even if at the time of the Hamad of Adin it was ready Teuno. And when the Rashba brings this Riff, he understands, this means to say, that even though Rebbe Kiva holds that if the Gizus and the Vladis are there, Veshas Hamad of Adin, in other words, the Gazan was not yet Kainu Bashinoi, then the Din is that the Nigzal does get back to Gizus of Vladis. Here in this case, where there were Eidim at the time of the Gzela, who saw that it was not in Tennis, then the din is, the Gazan only has to give it back the way it was b'shas the Gzela, and he can keep the Gizus and Vladis, even though he was not yet kind of them b'shinui. Now clearly the Rashba holds b'das arif, that even though in the case where there were no Eidim b'shas the Gzela, so the din is if there's Gizus and Vladis b'shas the Amad b'din, those do go back to the Nigzal, the Gazan cannot keep them. However, what will be in the case where at the time of the Amad b'din it was not in Tennis, and afterwards, before the Gazan paid it back to the Nigzal, it got pregnant and gave birth, or it grew wool, and the Gazan sheared the wool, then it will be that the Gazan does keep the Gizus in the Vladis. Because the Rashba understands with Das Arif, the whole Gzeres HaKosov of Yei Mashmasei, that just tells us that the Nigzal has to get it back the way it is at the time of the Hamad Bedin. In this case, where at the time of the Hamad Bedin it was not Netenes, and afterwards it became Netenes, and also the Gazan was kind of machinery, in that case the Gazan would be able to keep the Gizus in the Vladis. According to that, we understand very well, what does it mean, Umoydir Bekiva, Makam Sheish Eidim? Eidim is considered the same as Shas HaMad B'din, therefore if it's in the tennis afterwards, the Gazan can't be Kaina. This is clearly not the way the Ritva understood B'das HaRif. The Ritva understood the Joshev L'Asher Ulo Yitnenu B'yem HaShmosai, that tells us that at the time of the HaMad B'din, it's considered as if the Chayfetz already went back to the Nigzal, therefore the Ritva says Mefurish, that if it will be in the tennis afterwards, and the Gazan will be Kaina B'shino, still the deal will be that I'll have to give it back to the Nigzal. No, it's not just Gzeres HaKosov that you have to give back the Chayfetz the way it was at the time of the Hamad Bedin. Rather, it's telling us more than that. At that moment, it's considered as if it already went back to the Nigzal. Therefore, the Gazan can no longer be claiming anything B'shinoi, both in the case where it's Netenes B'shas Hamad Bedin, and afterwards there's a Gziza or a Leda, and also in the case where it's only Netenes after the Hamad Bedin. Either way, according to the way the Ritva understands B'das HaRif, the Gazan cannot be claiming B'shinoi. Therefore, the Ritva is forced to learn a different pshat in this line of the Gemara. The Gemara says Rebbe Kiva is Meidur is Man Sheyesh Eidim. The Ritva explains B'das HaRif differently. He says Meidur Rebbe Kiva means Rebbe Kiva is Meidur to Beis Shammai, that Yelka B'choser Ube Yeser. Beis Shammai holds Shvach Gzela always goes to the Nigzal, and Rebbe Kiva is Meidur that in this case where Eidim saw the amount that it was worth at the time of the Gzela, he's also Meidur that all Shvach will go to the Nigzal. And the pshat is because if there Eidim who saw the Gzela, the Yom Hashmasai is considered the moment of the Eidos, and if from Yom Hashmasai, the way the Ritva understands B'das HaRif, we consider as if the Chayvitz was already given back to the Nigzal, and therefore all Shvach which comes after it will go to the Nigzal, the Gazan cannot be claiming any of it. So these are two Mahacham to understand the Shita of the Rif. Now the Baal Amar over here is a whole different Pshat in understanding the Shita of Rebbe Kiva, and his Pshat really is the opposite of the Shita of the Rif. The Baal Amar explains B'das Rebbe Kiva that a Shina which is done before the Hamad B'din, that Shina cannot help for the Gazan to be claiming. Therefore, the wool which was sheared and the vladis which were born before the Hamad Bedin, those have to go back to the Nigzal. Only the gizus and vladis which had a shini after the Hamad Bedin, those the Gazan can keep. And the Rabbi Lamachamas, he asks on the Baal Amar, he says, Yitziva ba'ara v'giyur b'shmei shmaya. The svar will be the opposite of the Baal Amar. How does it make sense to say that once there's Hamad Bedin, and from this moment Bezin will be mechayev the Nigzal to return the chayfetz to the Gazlin? According to the Baal Amar, a shini beforehand will not be kainer for the Gazlin. Only a shini after the Hamad Bedin, then the Gazan will be kainer. L'chayr, this far is the opposite. So the way the Achrenim explained the Shita of the Baal HaMor, and Mashov here says a similar svar, but that's Tosfos. We're not going to get into the Shita of Tosfos right now. There's Machlokes and the Achrenim had to understand Tosfos. But that's the Baal HaMor. The svar is that Rebbe Akiva is talking specifically in the case of Shlichus Yad. He's not telling us a general din by all Gazlonim. This is as opposed to the Shita of the Rif. According to the way the Rif understands Rebbe Akiva, it's not a din dafka by Shlichus Yad, rather it's a klal by all Gazlonim. According to the Baal HaMor, it's a din specifically by Shlichus Yad. And the Yisayit is that since Betzem Ashoymer is Beter Asel Yodei, when Ashoymer is Shuleich Bayad is different than a regular Gzela, the item got to him in the first place, Beheter, and Rebbe Akiva holds that a Gzela where it was Beheter Asel Yodei, the Gazlan is not Koinu Bashinoi the way a Gazlan usually is. And this is the Shita of Rebbe Akiva to be Mechag between Koidim HaMadu Bedin and after HaMadu Bedin. Once it already was HaMadu Bedin, then Rebbe Akiva is Meide, even in this case of the Shemer who is Shuleich Bayad, where it was Beheter Asel Yodei, still he can't be Koine. This itself needs Hezber, the Rishonim ask on the Baal HaMor, what's the pshat in this? This is the way the Baal HaMor understands the Shita of Rebbe Akiva, that he's talking specifically about Hashem who was Shileach Bayad, but other types of Gzela, Rebbe Akiva's maskim, as there is no chilek between Kaidim HaMadu Bedin and after HaMadu Bedin, Hashini will be kind even Kaidim HaMadu Bedin. According to the Baal HaMor, what the Gemara says, Moedir Rebbe Akiva, B'mokam Shiesh Edim, the pshat is, if there are Edim at the time of the Gzela, then that accomplishes the same thing which the HaMadu Bedin accomplishes. From the moment that he was Shileach Bayad, he already got a din of a Gazlin to be Koine B'Shinui. These are the two Ikar Mahalchim in the Sugya, the Shita of the Rif and the Shita of the Baal HaMor. But that's the Rif we said two Nischais, the Mahalch of the Rashba and the Mahalch of the Ritva Chadoshim. And Taisav here, Dibam Eschol, Rabbi Kiva Omer, the Mashon, the Maram, they understand Taisav's holds al derech the Baal HaMor.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.